moments of melody time, some pearls and parables for you at the beginning of the day. You've heard the story of the boy with the letters B-A-I-K embroidered across his jersey. When asked what it meant, he replied, "Boy, am I confused." When his friends reminded him that you spell confused with a C, not a K, he smilingly replied, "Well, that's how confused I am." Actually, the word confused expresses one of the characteristics of this present age. It's an age of conflict, fear, loneliness, rebellion. You're probably asking, well, is there a way out? Do I have to be bound by rebellion, uncertainty, fear, loneliness for the rest of my life? There is a way out. And you don't have to be bound one moment longer than you want to be. God can help you to be everything that you long to be. In fact, he's been trying to get through to you for a long time, but you haven't listened. You've switched him off, or you've ignored him. You may roar past every church, dodge every preacher, never read the Bible, refuse to listen to religious talk, but you still can't get away from what you feel inside. For just this once, don't try to get away. Listen to how someone else has settled the problem for you. Jesus Christ was the most remarkable person that ever lived. He wrapped up the temple priests with questions that they had no hope of answering, and answered questions that they thought were unanswerable. Because he was God manifest in flesh, he not only knew the answer to every question in life, he even knew the unspoken questions in the minds of his hearers. He was always at home with young and old, and he never turned any of them away. And where did this get him? He went to the cross. Why? It was because he loved the unwanted, the lost, the helpless, the unfortunate, the demon-possessed, the homeless. He knew the only way to help them was to take their sin, the root cause of every problem. Has his mission failed? Certainly not. He came to take the punishment for others, to pay the penalty of sin, and in dying he reached out to the confused, the rebellious, the fearful, the lonely, in order to offer them a new life to replace the old. This new life is a life that gives a clean feeling inside and relief from a guilty conscience. It offers a way of warm companionship and true friendship, and it means inner strength that really satisfies. Jesus Christ is the only way out of all the confusion that surrounds us. He alone can give real meaning and purpose to life. He said, "I am come that you might have life, and you might have it more abundantly." Frankly, there's no reason for you or anyone else to be confused any longer. Ask Jesus Christ, God's Son, to come into your life today, and you'll find the direction and meaning in life that he alone can give you. St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. Epaphras, another member of your church and a real servant of Christ, sends his greeting. He works hard for you, even here, for he prays constantly and earnestly for you, that you may become mature Christians and may fulfill God's plans for you. From my own observation, I can tell you that he has a real passion for your welfare and for that of the churches at Laodicea and Hierapolis. Epaphras was a man who had real direction in his life. He was not confused. He had direction from the Lord.